11강 담화 내용 일치 예제 글로벌 디자인 컨퍼런스에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Welcome back to Design Talk. Today I have exciting news for you. One of the world's largest design conferences is coming soon. It's the Global Design Conference. The conference is held every year in Chicago. It aims to keep people informed about the current trends in design. This year, there'll be lectures by famous designers and practical workshops. In addition, the works made by 100 designers will be displayed. These selected works will change the way you look at design. The conference begins on June 20 and ends on the 22nd. Registration is only available on the conference website. The registration fee is $30 and it's non-refundable. If design is important to you, mark your calendar now.
1번. 웜하트 프로젝트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Thank you for visiting our charity center today. I'd like to tell you about the Warm Heart Project. This project works in cooperation with other non-profit international charity organizations. It raises money to buy wheelchairs and collects wheelchairs to help people in need. So, one way you can help is to donate money. Another is to donate a wheelchair you are no longer using. Last year, the project delivered wheelchairs to 2,000 individuals, and this year we are aiming for 3,000. Besides providing people with wheelchairs, this project runs disability experience programs for students. If you are interested in donating to this project, please ask at the front desk. Thank you.
2번. 스튜던트 트래블 비디오 콘테스트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. I'd like to tell you about our school's student travel video contest. For the contest, videos can be a maximum of 5 minutes long. Three teachers will judge the entries and select the 5 best videos. Judges will focus primarily on the creativity of your content, so don't worry too much about the quality of your video. You don't have to have background in lighting, sound, or other editing skills to win. The 5 winning videos will be played during our movie festival. To enter the contest, fill out an entry form on our school website before June 13th. The deadline for travel video submissions is August 10th. I hope that many of you will enter this fun contest. Good luck to all of you.
3번. 페레즈 센터에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now passing by Perez Center to the right of us. It's a very tall building, isn't it? The construction of the building was completed in 1973. Perez Center is the tallest building in the city with 90 stories. The observatory on the top floor was renovated and reopened a month ago. And it has become a really popular tourist attraction. Also, there are a number of restaurants with ethnic foods from various countries in the basement. This tall building attracts about 1 million travelers every year. If you would like to visit Perez Center, sign up for a tour when you arrive at the hotel.
4번 달튼 피트니스 센터에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the anniversary ceremony of Dalton Fitness Center. I'm the manager, John Duncan. 10 years ago, a small Dalton Fitness Center opened through funds raised by residents. Since then, Dalton Fitness Center has expanded tremendously. Today, we have the most high-tech aerobic exercise machines and muscle-strengthening equipment. We also have a 1,000-square-meter space for various health programs, such as yoga and dance workouts. Recently, we closed our individual exercise classes to open group exercise classes for members over 70 years old. To celebrate our anniversary, anyone who buys a membership during this month can get a 10% discount. It's been a fantastic 10 years, and we hope to make it another healthy 10. Thank you.
(5번) 스토리텔링 워크숍에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Emily Johnson, your librarian. I'm happy to inform you of the upcoming storytelling workshop. This workshop will run for 3 days from May 30th through June 1st. Workshop participants will learn storytelling strategies and will have chances to tell their own stories to the other attendees and instructors. The workshop is open to all students and school staff members. However, the enrollment is limited to a maximum of 30 people. The workshop is free to join, and the deadline to sign up is May 20th. But don't wait. This workshop was very popular last year. If you're interested, sign up in the school library in person. Thank you.
6번. 2018 쇼트 픽션 콘테스트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello everyone. I'm Lucas Harris, event coordinator at the Green Community Center. I'm glad to announce the 2018 Short Fiction Contest. To enter the contest, submit a fictional short story. The story must not exceed 1,000 words. You must upload your entry online between September 20th and October 10th. You may submit multiple entries. Previously published stories cannot be submitted. Also, this year we're honored to have a famous novelist, Isabella Smith, as our guest judge. The first and second place winners will receive $500 and $250 respectively, and their works will be published in the next month's issue of Short Fiction. Please find more information at www.2018sfc.net. Thank you.